Very good morning to Anne. Now, Anne, you've been running NHS Project since March the 25th, so tell us about it.
Well, we are garment manufacturers, and we're aware of the coronavirus from early January as we were providing masks and PPE for our Hong Kong-based staff. So we were kind of a bit of ahead of the game in that we knew we were going to have a crisis in the UK. Yeah. So we started to bring in PPE for St Francis Hospice, which we're big supporters of.
Yeah, yeah.
From that, we realised on all the TV reports that the NHS was actually really, really in short supply of all these vital pieces of equipment, and we thought that we might be able to help out with the things that we could do, which were garments, because we're garment manufacturers. Those two things are primarily scrub sets and gowns.
Right.
So that's what we decided that we could probably help with.
Everything is manufactured here, though, isn't it? So everything is, in Essex and London.
It is. Everything that we are doing for the NHS and started on the 25th of March is manufactured in Barking and North London. And we have a new supply as well in Leicester coming on this week.
Now, just to, we were going to leave this till the end, but we might as well mention it a little bit now. So the thing is, we are relying quite a bit, which I am quite surprised, and I think a lot of other people are quite surprised, from stuff coming in from outside of the UK. And really, we should be manufacturing those items, those PPE items in the UK.
Yes, I mean, there's lots of reasons why it was sourced in the Far East, largely because we think originally it was quantity. Mm. There was a downturn in the industrial policy in this country, and a lot of garment industry factories closed in the 80s and 90s. And a shift was made to source a lot of these products, which are huge volumes, abroad and all over the Far East. Of course, what that left us with when we had the original virus was the country where the virus started actually was a mass producer of PPE for the UK. Mm. And as such, needed the PPE for their own country initially. And then our procurement was for the UK NHS was in a queue, basically, with the rest of the world.
Mm. Yeah.
And you don't get priority.
No.
Just because you're in the UK.
Mm.
We are a relatively small country in comparison to America.
Yeah.
And the European Union, obviously, were buying as well as Africa, India, and everywhere else.
Mm.
So we had nothing here.
Yeah.
Very, very little was happening in the UK. So we thought, well, maybe we should start here and see what we can do.
Yeah, and you were ahead. You were actually ahead of anything else that happened, because you're already doing it by March the 25th. Why did you actually do it? I mean, did you think to yourself actually? Because you don't have to manufacture. Everyone's in lockdown at the moment. But did you just think to yourself, we can get this done? Let's just do it, because you can see there's going to be problems.
Yeah, we saw there was a horrendous need, and like every other person in the country, we thought, oh my goodness, what can we do to help? To see the NHS in such dire need, and I don't blame anybody for this. This was a huge pandemic. I mean, WHO took forever to say it was a pandemic.
Yeah.
It was only a few days before that before the Prime Minister shut the country down, that they declared it as such, even though anybody that was watching CNN since January could have seen it. It's just simply overwhelmed.
Mm.
And I don't believe any country has got huge, huge stocks of everything that they possibly need for such an eventuality.
Yeah.
So we thought, what can we do? And we were already bringing in a lot of masks. I brought in 100,000 masks in February and March, which had distributed to every policeman, every firefighter, every nurse, every doctor, surgery, every care home that we came across, as well as our own staff.
Yeah.
And we realised that really wasn't our expertise. Profiteering started coming in, prices started going through the roof, and we thought, well, we need to have a home base of production. So Jim and I sat and talked about it, made a couple of phone calls, and enlisted the help of two local businessmen, who are Matthew Lee, who's a guy we've known for 40 years and actually makes jackets and other outerwear for ASOS and other fashion houses.
Mm.
And the other local businessman is Mark Costello, whose usual business is making costumes and outfits for the film industry, such as Harry Potter, 007, Troy. So none of us at all had anything to do with medical products whatsoever before the 25th of March.
Well, just what you did.
I'm quite expert at it.
It's just what you did, because the other thing is, obviously with PPE, it's not, I wouldn't say all of it is going to be reusable. Really, what you want to do at the end of the shift is take stuff off. You've got to keep changing stuff, because obviously you're dealing with patients, so it isn't just one sort of PPE for the whole time you're in hospital. You might need to keep changing things. I mean, so people are getting through the items pretty quickly.
Very quickly. The NHS largely uses disposable gowns, up to date.
Yeah.
Which is a gown that a nurse who needs infection control would wear, a doctor would wear, a physio would wear, to protect themselves from getting the disease. These are disposable, and every time they go into a patient, that gown needs to be thrown into the bin.
Yeah.
What we have managed to, through Jim's technical expertise with fabric, has been working with a lot of textile people to procure a fabric that can be washed. And it has to be washed at over 60 degrees. You have to remember, we're killing viruses on this fabric. And it can be washed at over 60 degrees. And we found one and manufacturing a fabric that can be washed 10 times.
Wow.
So by doing that, we've actually managed to provide a gown for the NHS that they can reuse.
Mm.
So when the nurses come out of the patient's room, they'll take the gown off and put it into a special laundry bin, which will then go off to be sterilised and washed at very high temperatures and come back into the hospital 3 or 4 days later for reuse.
Mm.
And it can be washed 10 times before it starts to lose its water repellency.
Mm.
Even after 10 times, it's still a gown that can be used as a non-water repellent gown.
Yeah.
I hope that's not too technical, but basically this is really important. It's the key to stop having to have a million gowns a day, which is actually what the NHS has said they need.
How many items have you delivered so far?
We've delivered about 125,000 garments to date.
Yeah.
And we look to have probably done about 250,000 by the end, probably the end of June.
Wow.
It's a moving target because we're getting calls from trusts adding to the production on an almost daily basis.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a big project, and the four of us have been working flat out. we haven't found boredom or being locked indoors.
You don't sound like you had a chance.
Well, yes, I mean, it's been a labour of love. Four of us.
Yeah, I said you're doing this at, you're actually doing this at cost, and the founders are not taking any fee or wages for the full-time work, which is amazing.
Staff are being paid, obviously.
Yeah.
And I've been well looked after with PPE and social distancing as best as it's possible to do. But no, the four of us have done this because we felt it was something we could do.
Yeah.
And we're not the only people who are doing things. By any imagination, or up and down the country, people are doing an enormous range of things to help society and the NHS. So this is just what we were able to do, and we're very glad that we've done it. For because every set of scrubs and every gown that we send, and we think, well, that's helping somebody be protected, and that's our payback.
Well, you're Orion Clothing, Anne, are doing an amazing job, the team are there, all of you. And also, it's very important for people. We are getting, some of us are getting a little bit maybe laxed on lockdown. We want to get back out there, but we have to remember the NHS, this is a deadly disease, and you might not be one of the lucky ones that gets it mild. You might end up in hospital, or you might lose somebody you love. So you need to, although we are trying to get back out and be positive, people still need to, you know, this is why PPE is so important, and it is a deadly virus. And you just, you know, don't take the risk of going to meet people. Don't do more shopping than you need to do. Keep yourself protected.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we went out to go shopping yesterday, saw a big queue at the shops, and turned around and came home. It's just as simple as that. Because you have to be careful, and I just think that people have to remember the front line is still the front line and will be for some weeks yet, we've still got horrendous death tolls.
Yeah.
And we've still got an enormous amount, thousands upon thousands of people in hospital.
Mm.
That's not really been counted or not being noted in the same way, I don't think.
Yeah.
People are looking at the death toll and infection rate, but they're not really thinking how many thousands of people are on respirators up and down the country. There are a great many, and a lot of very, very tired, overworked and stressed out staff. So, you know, I'm a retired nurse, so that was a part-time job I had in my 50s that I enjoyed enormously, and I've got a big connection with Francis Hospice and the whole health service. And everybody who does health service work is frontline, and my husband Jim and Matthew and Mark have been putting their all into every bit of their expertise into this project to make very, very nice scrubs and very, very nice gowns. So guys in the fashion industry don't make rubbish. They make nice stuff. And trust me, we have seen some really quite poor stuff in our journey through looking at the medical products. And some of the stuff that's been imported has been not good quality.
Yeah.
We don't think that the government is getting value for money from overseas because it's mass-produced and it's not produced to a standard that we think is acceptable in some cases. They're following all the guidelines, the PPE numbers, the BSE numbers, the CE numbers, but the comfort and the reusability of some of the products is not there. And we think, you know, if the government was to turn towards UK production, we could help with unemployment going forward in this country, and there's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
We think we could recreate a new industry back in this country. The NHS is one of the biggest purchasers in the world as a single entity, and could reinvigorate a highly densely populated unemployed area, making the million gowns a year that they're going to need, and have it on tap should we, God forbid, have another episode of this or something else. There are thousands of other items of PPE that people like Dyson and other people have been doing, so I think Made in Britain has got to be the slogan going forward.
Yes, definitely. It's great to speak to you. Have a lovely day, and thanks very much for talking to us today on Phoenix FM.
No, it's a pleasure.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Anne. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.